You are about to enter another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind, a journey into a wondrous land of imagination. Next stop, the Twilight Zone.
In a dusty western town, a horse-drawn buggy rides in. A man is thrown out of a saloon and falls into the street. A man in a white shirt and black coat stands nearby and looks at him. A bunch of guys come out of the saloon and gather around the man lying in the dirt. One of them, a man in a black shirt, pours a bottle over his face.
Let's see you pay for your drink. In your own inimitable fashion, huh? A song, Denton. How about it? How dry. Come on now, come on.
Come on, Denton.
Denton sits up.
Get up.
Slowly rises to his feet. Takes a few steps backward.
Come on, Denton.
How dry I am.
Inside the saloon, a lady and the bartender watch.
Charlie, can't you break that up?
Nobody knows.
I don't like it any more than you do. The misery they give that guy out there.
How dry I am. Nobody cares. How dry I am.
Denton walks towards the man in the black shirt, who strikes the bottle against a post. The neck breaks off the bottle. The man throws what remains of the bottle in the street, and Denton runs after it, picks it up, and tries to drink from it. The gang heads back into the saloon. The lady walks out and stands in front of the saloon looking at Denton. He attempts another swig and turns his head toward her. She closes her eyes and turns away.
Portrait of a town drunk named Al Denton. This is a man who's begun his dying early. A long, agonizing route through a maze of bottles. Al Denton, who would probably give an arm or a leg or a part of his soul.
Falling down.
To have another chance. To be able to rise up and shake the dirt from his body and the bad dreams that infest his consciousness. In the parlance of the times, this is a peddler.
In front of a wagon.
A rather fanciful-looking little man. In a black frock coat.
In the dirt near where Denton is lying, there appears a revolver.
And this is the third principal character of our story. Its function? Perhaps to give Mr. Al Denton his second chance.
Denton sits up again. Reaches for the bottle and tries to pour out the remaining few drops. Gets sideswiped by a passing horse and buggy. He sees the gun on the ground and picks it up. Holds it in both hands and examines it. Slowly gets to his feet. Peddler looks at him. The lady walks toward him.
How are you doing, Al?
How do, Miss Smith?
You packing a gun now?
Well, this isn't mine. I found it right over there. Somebody must have dropped it.
You were pretty good with a gun in your day, weren't you?
That was a long time ago, Miss Smith. Well, you know something? This is the first time I've held a gun since...
Shaking his head.
I can't remember how long it's been.
Too much of that, isn't it?
Pointing to the bottle.
Yeah.
Why, Al?
She approaches him.
Why do you have to drink so much?
I really don't know. I just got the habit one day and kept to it.
The gang from the saloon returns.
Wait a minute, boys. Here we go again, fellas. Let's hear our little songbird. Hey, Denton. Three choruses of How Dry I Am. Let's hear it.
Al, don't do it.
Here, give me a drink, Miss Smith.
The devil with him, I can give you one too, and you won't have to do that for it.
How dry I am.
Miss Smith turns her head away from him.
How dry I am. Nobody knows how dry I am.
He lowers his head.
All right, come on, Rummy. Go on and get your drink. You've been a good boy.
He slowly walks up toward the saloon.
Wait a minute, Denton. Hey, Gunner! Hey! Where'd you get the artillery?
I found it right over there in the street.
Is that a fact?
Walking up to the saloon doors.
Hey! But it's a long time since you used one of them, isn't it, Rummy?
Yeah. A long time.
Maybe you could use it now.
Charlie now watching from behind the doors.
Yeah. Maybe you could even outdraw me.
No, I wouldn't know how to use it anymore.
Well, let's see you try. Come on, you and me will draw.
All right, Dan, cut it out. It's not funny anymore.
Get away, Liz. The gun and me, we're going to have a showdown here. Come on, Gunner. Let's lift it.
Oh, Dan, stop it.
Come on, Dan. Liz is right.
Go on back to the bar, Charlie. Can't you see we got private business
here? Listen, Dan.
Kicking the door behind him at Charlie. Dan steps away from the door and motions for Denton to follow him.
Come on out here. Come on, Rummy. Come on!
Dan now in the street, Denton on the saloon porch.
I'm gonna give you a break, Rummy. I'm gonna do it left-handed.
Taking the gun in his left hand, Denton turns towards Miss Smith.
Miss Smith, tell him. Please tell him. Please. Miss Smith, explain to him.
Still facing away from Dan. Dan grasps at his injured left hand. The peddler grins. Denton turns to look at Dan.
Miss Smith, please tell him it was an accident. I don't want any trouble. Mr. Holding.
Charlie comes out.
That's my
shooting. Mr. Holding, listen.
I'm going to get a drink. It's on the house.
Everyone except Dan goes back in the saloon. Charlie drags Denton to the bar.
Against
Holtley,
too.
It isn't even mine.
Dan slowly returns, drawing his gun.
Hey, Rummy!
The peddler watches from outside.
Face me, Denton!
The others run away from the bar.
It was an accident, Mr. Holtley.
I'm gonna get this right in your stomach.
Dan, give him a break.
I didn't even mean to.
The shot detaches a lighting fixture from the ceiling, striking Dan to the floor. Dan's eyes widen. He stares at Denton. The peddler smiles again and walks away. Denton looks down at what he has done.
Mr. Denton, maybe you'd let us buy you a drink.
What'd you call me?
I didn't mean no offense.
I just asked you what you called me.
Nothing. Nothing, Mr. Denton. I didn't call you anything.
That's what you call me. Mr. Denton.
He smiles and turns his head.
You call me Mr. Charlie.
Here you are, Al.
Pouring him another drink.
No, thanks. I've had enough.
Feeling the stubble on his chin.
I think I'll go out and get a shave.
He goes to leave, but Dan stands up in his way with a crazed look on his face. Denton slaps him in the face. Dan falls to the floor.
And don't call me Rummy anymore!
Denton continues out the door. Miss Smith follows.
Al!
Well, I think everything's gonna be all right now. Understand? But Charlie says you're as good with a gun now as you ever were.
That's what Charlie says, huh?
Holding up the gun.
I was good. I was real good. I was so good that once a day, someone would ride into town to make me prove it. And every morning, I'd start my drinking a few minutes earlier. Until one morning, the guy who asked me to prove it turned out to be 16 years old. I left him there on his face, right there in front of the saloon. I left him there bleeding to death with my bullet in him. I guess it'll start all over again now. Every fast and fancy man who owns a gun will come riding in down that street. Only this time it'll be me face down, bleeding to death.
Rubbing his chin.
I think I'll go in and get a shave. I want to look proper on the day I die.
He walks toward the barber shop. Sits in a chair. In the reflection in the window, the peddler watches. Now, at home, he looks at his clean-shaven face in a cracked mirror. Two men come to his door. They enter. Denton has his back to them.
Tall man. Doesn't usually wear his gun. Blonde hair.
He turns around.
Who is that to scrap?
Scrap's a man named Al Denton. Supposed to be top gun here. Would that be you?
That'd be me.
I got a message for you, Denton. Comes from Pete Grant.
Well, let's hear the message.
Pete'll be in town tomorrow night at 10. He'll meet you over in the saloon.
Look, you tell him. You tell him there's no call.
The two men look at each other.
Tell Mr. Grant I'll be there tomorrow night. I'll wait for his pleasure.
That's just what it'll be.
They go out. Denton puts on his hat. Reaches for his gun. Shakes his head.
Didn't take any time at all. Just time enough for one shave.
Outdoors. Denton practices spinning around and drawing his gun. With a trembling hand, aims the gun. looks at the gun and drops his hand. Indoors, he packs his bag, gathers some clothes, looks at the gun. Goes to the window, pushes aside the curtain and looks outside. The peddler stands next to his wagon and looks in Denton's direction. Denton goes to the door. Steps outside. Approaches the peddler.
Evening, Mr. Denton.
I can't use anything.
How's that?
I can't use anything. You're a peddler, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Dealer in everything. Utensils, herbs, medicine, liniments and tonics.
Opening the door on the wagon.
Farm implements, clothing, and potions. Oh, yes, potions. Kind of a sideline, you might say. Fate's the name. Henry J. Fate. And you're Al Denton, and you're running away. You shouldn't, you know. You shouldn't run away.
I shouldn't. Yeah, I guess you're right. I shouldn't run away. I should stay here and get shot to death. I guess that's what I should do.
Looking at his gun.
Curse this thing. Curse the moment I found it.
No, no, no. Don't curse it, Mr. Denton. Use it. Here.
Taking out a vial.
This is one of my potions. You might call it that, or an elixir. Either way, it'll help solve your problem, Mr. Denton.
Hands it to him. Denton takes the vial, looks at it.
I call that my fast gun developer. Man who drinks that becomes the fastest of the fast. He'll be able to shoot a hole through a silver dollar in midair at 100 feet or better without even aiming. It's guaranteed to last for 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
Mr. Fate nods his head.
And after that?
Well, after that, the user's on his own. Here. Try it.
Uncorking the vial.
We'll test the merchandise, so to speak. Go ahead. Proof of the pudding. Go ahead. Drink it.
Denton holds the vial, takes a swig.
There's your target, Mr. Denton. Go ahead. Draw on it. Draw on it.
The street light is shattered.
6, 7, 8, 9.
Denton stares at the revolver.
There you go, Mr. Denton. Now that gun probably wouldn't be any more use to you than the bottle would be to a bull. Here. Drink this a few seconds after 10 tonight. Just at the moment Mr. Grant walks into the saloon.
Handing him the vial. Denton takes it.
How much do I owe you?
Oh, there's no charge for this. You might call this, just a service. That's what it is. Just a service of Henry J. Fate. Just so you might remember sometime the night Fate stepped in.
Mr. Fate climbs aboard the wagon. Later, the clock shows 2 minutes to 10. A crowd waits in the saloon, including Miss Smith and another woman. Denton stands by the bar.
You want a drink, Al?
Asks Charlie. Denton shakes his head.
How about you, Doc?
Doc shakes his head. Outside, a crowd waits as 3 men arrive on horseback.
Had a
Big Grant.
Mr. Fate watches and cracks a thin smile. Denton looks toward the women. A young man appears at the saloon doors, walks in, makes his way across the saloon towards Denton. Sees Denton standing at the bar.
You Denton?
That's right.
I hear you're supposed to be fast.
You got a good chance to find out?
I aim to.
With a wide smile.
Step away from the bar, please, Mr. Denton. And draw.
Denton takes out the vial of potion and takes a swig, as does Grant. Grant sees Denton's vial on the counter and clasps his own vial with a trembling hand. The two men stare at each other. Denton takes a couple of steps away from the bar. They continue to stare. They both shoot. Each clutches his hand.
This is a push, boys,
says Doc.
No winner.
Miss Smith rushes over to Denton, and Doc comes by to examine his right hand.
And you won't be shooting anymore with that hand, Al. Not anymore. A couple of fingers are going to be stiff, too.
Wrapping a bandage around the hand.
But that don't make any difference. The way you stood up there, it'll be something to tell your grandchildren about. And the way it looks now, you'll live to have some.
Denton walks across to Grant, grabs his left arm.
Just like me. You'll never be able to fire a gun again in anger. You're blessed, son. We've both been blessed.
Grant turns and walks out. Miss Smith walks over to Denton.
He's lucky. He learned it early.
Outside, Grant approaches the other two men he rode in with. One of them takes hold of his bandaged hand.
Did you get him, Pete?
No more than he got me.
The two men look at each other. Nearby, Mr. Fate feeds his horse. The three men ride off, and the crowd disperses. Mr. Fate climbs aboard his wagon. Denton goes out and sees him. Mr. Fate smiles and nods his head, as does Denton. Mr. Fate rides off.
Mr. Henry Fate, dealer in utensils and pots and pans, liniments and potions. A fanciful little man in a black frock coat who can help a man climbing out of a pit. Or another man from falling into one. Because you see, fate can work that way in the Twilight Zone.
Credits. Directed by Alan Reisner. Written and narrated by Rod Serling. Produced by Buck Houghton. Executive producer for Cayuga Productions, Rod Serling. Starring Dan Duryea with Martin Landau, Gene Cooper, Malcolm Atterbury, Ken Lynch, Arthur Batanides, Bill Irwin, Robert Burton, Doug McClure. Director of Photography, George T. Clemens. Production Manager, Ralph W. Nelson. Art Directors, George W. Davis, William Ferrari. Film Editor, Bill Mosher. Assistant Director, Edward Denault. Set Decorations, Henry Grace, Rudy Butler. Casting, Mildred Goose. Sound, Frank Milton, Gene Valentino. Animated title by UPA. Copyright 1959, Cayuga Productions, Inc. Filmed at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. Audio description by Lou Lasher.